Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Peace and blessings, and welcome to Morning Coffee with Flavor. Thank you so much for getting up and coming and sharing this time with me. You didn't have to, but I'm so glad that you did. If there's anybody that wants to call in and just share a thought or two, I definitely will welcome you to the show. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. This show, I try to steer away from talking about the art stuff and just, you know, talking about you and me, how we feel, how we think, what's going on in the world, but basically really, really wanting to share some great thoughts on Hump Day Wednesday. I want to share a new tune that came my way. That's funny that I said tune, because this is out of Paris Tunes Camp in Arizona. This is Tanya Tiet, and the piece is called Never, off of their Fat Bottom Lip CD.
The time in the past when you did it every single day. I never meant to hurt you, but I gotta wonder if we can survive if you keep bringing up the past all of the time. No one is perfect, but you and I used to fit, and now it seems that all you wanna do is fight with me and talk mad. We went ahead and took a break, but then you said that you were wrong about it. So why now does it take so much energy to come back to me? Did you ever truly love me? Never was really my friend. Did you ever truly love me? Never would I go through that again. Tore my heart apart just to end up brainwashing my mind. Like a religious fanatic, it now appears that I'm waiting for Armageddon. So much has changed since I talked about fancy weddings. Do you remember the time? Thank you.
All right, that was Never by Paris Tune, Mother's Favorite Child, and featuring Miss Tanya Tiet off of their Fat Bottom Lip CD. I don't know why that almost feels like a tongue twister. Maybe it's just because I'm rolling out of bed to do this show so I can spend this time with you. Wednesdays are the days that you get to hear me with that little frog in my throat. I don't know what you think about it. I think my voice is bizarre anyhow. So anyway, how are you this morning? I woke up. It's kind of cloudy here, and my phone's making that fog noise. I don't know if there's really fog out there. Haven't really looked outside to see exactly the conditions of the sky, but I can tell you this, the sun is not shining bright this morning, but you know, the last few days it's been a little deceptive, you know. We've had kind of the overcast and all, and then it just gets so hot about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And yeah. But the weather's still good. The weather's still good. I'm feeling good. A lot of great projects are going on with the artists that are in my camp, and so, you know, very, very motivated, very exciting conversations, and I look forward to being able to share some of those projects, you know, with you as they, you know, come to be in existence, right? Well, I want to scroll down my list. Oh, you know what? I'm going to play a piece. This is a new piece by Gerard Anthony, and it's called I Want It. I want it again. All right, that was a new piece by Gerard Anthony, and it's called I Want It. If you're in the Virginia area, I really suggest that you connect with Gerard Anthony if you love getting out to quality showcases. He is putting on some good stuff out there, and I understand it's going over very, very well. So, yeah, hook up with Gerard Anthony, find out when and where he's doing his next show and what artists he's bringing to perform for you. Again, welcome to Morning Coffee with Flava. This is where I just gather with you just for a little while, just an hour, to, you know, send some well wishes out, wish you a great day, hump day. Hump day can be a good point in people's lives or a bad one, huh? And it just kind of, it's kind of like that, is the glass half empty or half full, right? But, you know, this is a good point in my mind. You know, it's the middle of the week. It's getting closer to the weekend. You know, weekends, you know, thank God it's Friday stuff. That never really meant too much to me. And actually, it really doesn't mean too much to me now. Fridays used to be the day that I would go to work at Friends of Youth, you know, and spend my weekend there. So it was like, it was the start to my weekend at work. And, you know, I really don't get days off. And I was kind of thinking about that this past week. Even though I could say the words all the time, I never have a day off because I'm so busy around here. Most of you know I'm a full-time caretaker of my father, and I help out with my granddaughter and my family. And so, you know, on top of all of that, I'm Lady Flava. I do radio shows. I work on projects with my artists and try to support as many as I can, you know, out there on the social networks and all. So I never really, really take a day off for myself. And so I was really thinking that maybe Sunday should be my day off. I kind of just did nothing this past Sunday. And you know what? It felt really, really good. It felt really good because I'm one of those people, my mind is racing all the time. And so what does downtime look like for me? Ooh, that's a hard one. That's a hard one because I'm always thinking, you know, about the radio or you know, trying to build a movement or how do I better support or the projects that I've got going on with Black Stacks, Mark or Monica or Lamont or, you know, Alvin, Paris Tune. So I'm always thinking about something, and I don't take the time to just relax and rest. Even though I could be very happy and not stressed, my mind is going, and so I think that it's important. I don't know about you. I don't know if you take that time to just relax and chill and breathe. But I know it's something that I need to do. I get to certain points in my life where I kind of reevaluate things, or maybe I'm pulled in a direction of trying to reevaluate things. And I really need things to make sense for me, for my life to flow. And when it starts not feeling like it makes sense, I get a little stressed. And I need to learn, you know, to let go of some things, you know. And, you know, say, you know, it's okay if that didn't work out or whatever. So, you know, think about that for yourself. What can you do to, you know, kind of make things a little easier, relaxed? You know, we live in a world that is just crazy at times. And so much happens that we cannot control. And so, you know, just think about that. What can you do, you know, to make your days a little bit easier? I want to play a piece by one of my favorite spoken word artists out there in Washington, D.C. I think he's got one of the most amazing voices. What piece do I want to play by him? I think I will go ahead and play They Sing Me. This is Christopher Fields, again with his piece, They Sing Me.
Yeah. track of time. Sitting here with my knees pressed so tightly to my chest, I'm sure that I left imprints on my spine as I listened to someone sing of sorrows that somehow gave expression to mine, and all that I could do was hum. Knees pressed tightly, eyes closed even tighter. I'm not sure if that was to keep light from penetrating my psyche or a feeble attempt to restrain the waterfall of tears that flowed freely, naturally, necessarily, and all that I could do was hum. I rocked to the rhythm of my heartache, oblivious to the melody playing in the background, hearing but not listening anymore, changing words to suit my own needs, telling myself this singer is deep. They went through this in reality. I mean, how else could they understand my pain? How can they tell a story like this if they haven't lived it? No one is that gifted, and all that I could do was hum. Words swirled inside of me. I shook my head from side to side, and I pressed my hand to my chest over my heart. I wanted to feel myself from the outside in. I wish they would stop singing me like this, but I don't want this moment to end. And all that I could do was hum. My life danced across the piano keys as the performer created them again for me. There were no words, only sounds that spoke to me clearly, and I gave them life by my reaction to this instrumental of pain intertwined with passion. All that I could do was hum. That belong in smoke-filled rooms. The singers wait supported by a wooden stool. The eerily beautiful sound of their blues. I have lived those too. I've walked a lifetime in their shoes. And all that I could do was hum.
Christopher Fields off of his Christopher Fields project. There's some amazing creative people that I've crossed paths with throughout my life as, you know, being a supporter of, you know, artists. I kind of started back in the days of my coffee shop when I built Flava Coffee House in 2003. And from there, I guess God just knew, you know, that I loved artists, that I love art, and I love all kinds of art forms. One of my open mics, an amazing man from Africa came out from New York, and he was a storyteller. Oh, my goodness, just talking about him just makes me really excited, because I think it's an art form that people don't really understand or maybe even recognize as an art form, but somebody that can tell a great story. Engage you, draw you in. It's almost like that book that has the perfect storyline and has that capability of making you feel like you're a part of it. Joanna Ballard is a storyteller out of Shreveport, Louisiana, and one day, I say this about so many of the creative people that I've met online, I really hope to one day meet her in person and experience her in person. She is a soul of so many. She is an angel to many. And she's got a gift. She's got actually many gifts. She makes jewelry. She can do computer stuff. And she's a storyteller. So let me just give you a little taste of Joanna Ballard, the storyteller. This is called Blues Fix.
Blues Fix. Gotta get my live blues fix. Putting on my red dress. Stepping out and stepping in. Good old down home, old school blues with a feeling. Making everything all right. Scratching that itch. Soothing what else? What a feeling. Oh. Good and down home. Got my live blues fix. Slipping off my red dress. Stepping in and stepping out.
That's like a teaser, huh? It's just like a teaser. One day, Joanna Ballard, I'm going to come down there. I want to experience Louisiana anyhow. And I want to meet you. I want to meet you, my friend. So anyway, again, it's hump day. We're here, you know, sharing some time over coffee. Okay, I'm drinking water. What are you drinking? I hope some of you are out there making coffee. I haven't had that opportunity yet this morning. And to be honest with you, I'm kind of trying to steer away from the coffee. I am. I'm going to try to go in the direction of drinking more, you know, herbal teas. And step away from the coffee. It's, you know, of course, it's one of those things that, you know, the doctor says you shouldn't drink. Well, just depending on who it is, right? So one person's going to say coffee's good for you. Another person will say, no, don't do it. I kind of got into the habit, I guess, since we've been in this house, to drink coffee with my daddy. So it's kind of like a ritual between he and I. But I'm thinking that I want to stick to like drinking coffee and not drinking coffee and drinking tea and stuff. Generally throughout the day, I drink water. What about you? I think water is good for your soul. You know, I do. I think it's just, you know, all the benefits of drinking water. I mean, there's all kinds of studies, but rarely do you see anything that says, you know, water is hazardous to, you know, your health. They say it helps lubricate your joints. It hydrates your skin. It cleanses your body out of toxins. It takes off water weight. It helps you from not being hungry. I mean, there's so many benefits. And then, you know, the benefits when you start adding, like, you know, different fruits to it. Mariko, my daughter, she always talks about how she's going to, you know, do those jars like they show in the post, you know, adding the fruits and all of that. So, yeah, water is generally my drink of choice, but man, I didn't get going fast enough or thinking fast enough to make some tea this morning. But anyway, let me stop rambling. You can tell I'm in that sleepy mode, huh? Let me play a piece by one of my favorite young artists, all-time favorite young artists. It's almost like he has an old soul. Yeah, I was blessed to be able to go to his farewell concert here in Seattle, and before he made that move and stepping out on faith to take his creative behind down to California. This is Sheldon Butler with Make Believe. Sheldon Butler from Seattle, Washington, with his piece, Make Believe. He stepped out on faith. He moved to California, and, you know, he's really, really trying his hand, you know, in getting into acting and doing his music down there and always sending up prayers and best wishes for that young man, because he's got a powerful voice. He's got an amazing energy about him. And he's a great talent. Talk about a great stage presence, you know, and very personable. He has a way of just kind of drawing you in. And the interesting thing is when I saw him perform, it was a variety of age groups there from probably, well, it was an all-age event, right? But there were people there from, you know, little children up to probably like 70 years old. And they were all really enjoying and appreciating him, and that's a beautiful thing to see. Now I want to take you down to Jacksonville, Florida. This is my girl. This is my, if she was in Seattle or if I was in Jacksonville, this would be my road dog. We'd be out there doing things, but, you know, since we can't do that, you know, we talk a lot. We talk a lot and share life. This is Monica Monet with her brand new single, Feelings.
Blues music.
chicken breakfast and make sure his juice is sweet. If I had my way, I will embrace him every night and tell him his dreams are reality. You got to take your time, move slow, maybe you'll grow. I keep telling myself, take your time, move slow, maybe you'll grow. I keep telling myself,
yeah.
Monica Monet. I really, really love that song because it just kind of makes me smile. You know, how many of us have had a little crush on someone? And when it's still kind of like that mystery and there's an innocence about it, it's kind of fun, don't you think? To kind of, you know, wonder about somebody or look forward to engaging them or seeing them or whatever, you know. And yeah, come on now. You know you've had a crush on someone. I'm not just speaking of the women. I know you men do it too. Maybe you just don't want to admit to it, huh? For many of you that know me, you know that I work very closely and I'm business partner with Mark Van Clagg and Marlex Records, and he's on tour most of the time, so we don't speak that frequently and definitely don't see each other that frequently, but I was blessed not that long ago to have him be able to have a stopover in Seattle, and he got to meet J.C. Cage from Black Stack, so that was pretty exciting for me to have two of my favorite men, you know, spend some time together and get to know each other. But he's coming off a tour right now, and we were having a conversation last night, and talking about his music and why it seems to make sense. You know, okay, yes, true enough, it's mostly women that buy his music, and for many different reasons, you know, but why does it make sense to them? And I think why it makes sense is because his style is that classic R&B that kind of just takes you back. It makes you believe in love. It makes you smile. It makes you feel like a schoolgirl. It makes you believe that, you know, some men were raised right in how you should treat a woman, and all of that. And I think that's what his music, in a sense, encompasses for women. Now, men, it's that perfect, you know, woo-woo music to kind of win a woman over. And I don't know if music is really done like that anymore, you know, like back in the day. Many times, when I go to sleep, I'll turn on the classic R&B soul station on Comcast and just listen, you know, to some of that music that just makes me feel good and makes me smile. And I was thinking about I Want You by Mark Van Clegg at that particular CD, and why is it so popular? And I think it is. It's just that music that makes you go where you want to. What you want to believe in, what you want to dream in, what you want to fantasize about, and the power of music and what it can bring into a person's day or bring into somebody's, you know, relationship. You know, that good, right? Well, I want to play a piece, and then I'll talk a little bit about it. But this is off of Mark Van Clegg's I Want You CD, and this is I'll Be There For You.
Thank you.
I'll Be There For You by Mark Van Claggett off of his I Want You CD. How many times have you had it in your life that there was that one person that you just know is there for you? You know, I've been blessed, you know, in my life to have had relationships. Some are no longer exist. But like with my god sister Donna, she's been a part of my life all my life, you know, and I think about that. And, And sometimes maybe I do take that for granted, and I shouldn't. By no means should I, you know, because she probably knows me the best out of anybody. And then, you know, I was blessed with Monica Monet coming into my life, and Mark Van Claggett, who you just heard sing, and J.C. Cage and Black Stax, you know, and Lamont Carey and Alvin Horn. You know, those are the people that are my core artists that I work with, but they are my core friends. And I'm really blessed, you know, because, yeah, we've all had our ups and downs in one shape or another, you know, throughout the years of sharing life, you know, but we stay right there, you know, and when things are rough for any of us, you know, we can just pick up the phone and make a phone call, and generally, you know, we always pick up the phone for one another, you know, especially when we're able to. If we're not, you know, then we make the phone calls right away afterwards. But think about that, you know. I hope everyone has somebody, you know, that they know is just so in their corner, that makes them smile, that, you know, holds their hand when they need that, you know, and all of that. Think about it as you start your day, you know, smile at somebody, say good morning. I know sometimes they may not respond, but those times when they do, trust and believe you put a smile, you know, on their face and just warm their heart just a little bit. The simplest act of kindness can make all the difference in the world. I saw an amazing video that my girl Joanna Ballard again shared last night, you know, and it's about, you know, supporting or sharing some kindness with the homeless. And it is something I feel very, very strongly about, because a good portion of my working career, I've worked with the homeless population, starting with, you know, women and children who have had to flee domestic violence situations, to just simply, you know, ending up homeless, to, you know, just recently working with homeless youth and the stories that they share of why they're homeless and the struggles of, you know, getting back to what, you know, we may call normal or we may take for granted is very, very hard once you get out on the streets and you end up in the shelter system. And so, you know, think about it. You know, there's so many people that talk about the homeless, you know, and how dirty they are or how they look crazy or, you know, why don't they just go get a job? Geez, I know plenty of people that are not homeless that are struggling, you know, trying to find a job, and have gone years for some in trying to find a job, you know. So you can't just say it that simple anymore. You know, the jobs that used to be for young people are now, you know, being, you know, performed by senior citizens, you know, older generation, you know, working the fast food windows and fast food restaurants and all of that, you know, paper routes. And yeah, there's still paper people out there, right? But you know what I'm talking about? So really, really think about, you know, what you can do to be kind to someone else. And if you have the capability, think about what you could do for a homeless person, as simple as giving them a piece of fruit and a bottle of water or something as you pass by, you know, can make all the difference, even if it's just for that moment. Sometimes we only need that moment feeling of just that somebody cares. So I think today that's what that song means, is I'll be there for you. I mean, we can take music and we can use it in many directions, depending on what our need is and where we go. So today, for me, I'll be there for you by Mark Van Claggett just kind of stands for those relationships, those important bonds, those important steps that we can do that are simple, to be there for one another. And think about what it is that you can do, you know, to be there for someone else. Oh, we've only got about like 10 minutes left. This show goes by very, very quickly, but I love doing it. I do. I love doing it. I love coming and spending this time with you on Wednesdays, this hump day, as we call it. You know, I'm drinking my coffee. Well, no, why do I keep saying that? I guess it's just out of habit, huh? I'm drinking my water. I'm drinking my water. It doesn't taste anything like coffee, huh? You know, but I like coming and spending this time with you, and I hope that you enjoy doing the same. What direction do I want to go? What direction do I want to go? Like, you know what? I think I'm going to play a friend, my friend down in Brazil, Sao Paulo, Brazil. This is Chuck Eaton, and I think I'm going to play What Really Matters, again, by Chuck Eaton. Really Matters by Chuck Eden out of Brazil. Again, music can just speak to you, can't it? You know, depending on where you are, if it's something you need, if it's something that you have, if it's something you want, you know, music can really speak to you. And the other thing is that, you know, you get a sense of who the artist is by the music that they write, what they think and feel, because the music generally is something very personal, you know, and it kind of comes from a life story. Maybe it's not necessarily theirs, but it might be the story of somebody that they know. And so, you know, it kind of gives you a little peek into who they are and how they think about life. I want to close out today's show with a piece by a beautiful, beautiful lady over in the UK. Her name is Jolene, and this piece is called Little Child.
Papa, shining down, little heart, dream as the world goes around.
For joining me this morning for Morning Coffee with Flava. I enjoy this time with you. I hope you enjoy the same. You know, one thing that I hope that you walk away from today's show is that you know that you matter. It is that you know that you can make a difference for somebody else out there by simply giving a smile. Think about your relationships. Love the people in your world. You know, embrace our babies. And you know, be good to yourself. Learn to set those boundaries if you need to do some things different, you know, make your life a little bit more simple if you need to. There's always ways that we can do that. So you matter. You really, really matter. And thank you so much for sharing this time with me. Go out and have a great, great day. Join me again next Wednesday for Morning Coffee with Flava. And until then, peace, love, and happiness. Bye-bye.